Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of In 20 Years by Allison Wynn Scotch, performed by Julia Whalen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Prince, Let's Go Crazy. 1998, late May. Prologue. B. Admittedly, it was an overly nostalgic idea. But so what? If there were ever a time for nostalgia, it was tonight. Our last night together at Penn, our last night under the same roof, our last night as a 6-point star. Besides, if I didn't insist on it, none of them would have been willing. Frankly, and this is the part that somersaulted my stomach, none of them would have even considered it, thought of it in the first place. Well, maybe Annie. Annie would have considered it, but she'd never have spoken up because she'd worry that we'd all call her cornball or cheesy or judge her in some way for loving us more than we loved her. We didn't. We all loved one another equally. Or maybe not. I like to think we did. But love is never quite egalitarian.
"Get down here!" I shouted up the 2 flights from the living room. "Colin, come up!" I yelled toward the basement. The throb of the bass from the speakers in Lindy's room thundered overhead, rattling the old wood banister. I marched upstairs and knocked. She didn't open the door, but sweet Annie did across the hall.
"I'm getting ready,"
she said, though she was already more done up than I ever was. The scent of her burning vanilla candle wafted toward me.
"I need 10 more minutes. You look perfect."
Annie scrunched her nose, then wiped her lipstick off with a balled-up tissue.
"I hate this lipstick."
"It's nice," I say, though the crimson hue was indeed a bit too murder red.
"You think?"
She winces.
"I don't know. It's new."
Annie always went heavy on the beauty products, though Catherine had bought a makeup book at the university bookstore and, after practicing on herself, had given Annie lessons. She'd toned it down since freshman year, but the eyeliner was still too thick, the blush still a little too unnaturally vivid. She was pretty enough without it, but telling her as much only embarrassed her, made her lips turn down at the corners, made her hands bat in front of her face as if she were literally shooing the notion away. Tonight, she was wearing a maroon baby doll dress that she'd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?